What up?
Hi everyone and welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party. I'm Holly Borquez.
I'm Sarah C.
And happy Christmas Eve.
Yeah, and can I just say you texted in the nick of time because I was just getting into an argument with my sister,
Oh
the one
no.
we were fighting about Sir and the bartendage and the service level, and I'm like, you haven't been, you cannot judge. She's like, well, I've worked bars and I know, and you just don't know. I'm like, no, I've been to many bars, many craft bars, many, and I'm like, you don't know, you cannot talk unless you've been there. And so now I'm like, no. We're going to go up with Holly for the Watch Your Crappies Awards, and we're
Yes.
going to go experience. But I'm like, now at this point, I'm like, actually, I want you to have the full experience. Maybe I want you to have the full experience of not being waited on, because she doesn't understand.
Well, now
And
that's not going to happen, probably. It's probably over.
yeah, because now she will get great service because no one's there. I mean, sorry, but true.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, this it really ties into this week's episode because when Lisa's asking Guillermo and Natalie, obviously they see their hands on, they're there. Sir is dead. Sir is dead all the time, unless it is a see you next Tuesday. Or yes, the girls signed in brought that for the replacement, but that died out real quickly, and again, Sir is dead.
But
And
brunch, which they heavily promote, dead, totally dead.
totally dead. So now James is coming back and doing, maybe it's just for special events, but yeah, I'm with Guillermo. I'm with Natalie. She's like, oh, well, we've seen a profit. I'm like, yeah. When she said 20% profit, I'm like, this is where I got an argument with my sister. I'm like, that 20% could have been 80% or 100%. And my sister knows me as well as you do. Like, if I'm at a place and enjoying a nice drink, I'm going to order several. But if I can't even order one, but if we're there, you and I were usually there 2 hours, I would have ordered four, five, six. I'm not driving. At $15 to $18 a pop, times that by other people that could have been waited on, missing the mark. Missing the mark on that. Missing the mark on merchandise. Just, take those fucking baseball caps off the bartenders, make them look up so that they know who's in line first, or, do something.
Yeah, I feel like if someone like is really desperate to like get to know Lisa Vanderpump or work with Guillermo or something, they could go into that restaurant and say, "Let me like try some things, take the notes that we've given and like make Lisa at least 50% more than she's making."
So that's what I was trying to say to my sister, and she goes, "Well, you don't know. You don't know like how to run." I'm like, "No, I don't know how to run a restaurant." And she knows people that do. And she was saying like the Kid Rock restaurant where she was working, the bar made $500,000. I'm like, "Well, but people were waiting an hour." But I'm also like, that's a huge concert venue with hundreds of thousands of people, or a lot of people anyways, not hundreds of people there. We're talking thousands of people, and you're at a concert venue. Yes, you wait in line. Yes, it's annoying, but that's the drill. It's
Yeah.
just different. It's different. And I said, yes, of course she could run it better than I could, certainly than Lisa Vanderpump could. All I said was I could see the opportunity to staff up, maybe have your bartenders pay a little bit more attention, or maybe find a way of a more organized line. I mean, a bar is a bar, so they're all like that, like first come, first serve. But my point is like I'm waiting there patiently, like with my money handed out like I'm hailing a cab, but the bartenders don't see that for 20 minutes because they're looking down with their baseball caps. And then you get some annoying guy. Hey, I need this. I need this. And guess what they pay attention to? The squeaky wheel gets the oil. I'm not rude. So, just saying.
Totally.
Anyways, should we get into the episode? Or is there anything? I mean, I didn't really see anything happen this week. Everyone's doing their own New Year's Eve thing. Like, what I found kind of interesting is James is spinning at the Hilton Bayfront. Thank you, Heather, in San Diego. And I will be in San Diego for New Year's Eve. And I considered staying at that hotel because I have a nice little discount there. I didn't stay there. But I'm thinking he's probably going to be walking around. So yeah, maybe I'll run into him.
Yeah,
I'm sure in like in the Gaslamp district, she'll be like, Sarah, it's not you. Is that you? I'll be like,
I'm thinking about spending my night with Sheena. So I'll probably just, you know, ditch Chad and my family and just go hang out with Sheena.
You should. So Sheena's at Sir. Well, last year it was Tom and Ariana at Sir, but this year Sheena's at Sir. Tom and Ariana and Tom and Katie are in St. Louis. Again, here's what I find interesting. Don't you think the first inaugural New Year's Eve, it's your namesake, you should be at Tom Tom for New Year's Eve? It just goes to show how little involved they are, and this episode really accentuated that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're not going to get paid to go to Tom Tom. I understand they're getting an appearance fee, I'm sure, in St. Louis. So good for them for milking it. But really, it's just really showing every true color that they really are not a part of Tom Tom. Because don't you think the first New Year's Eve they should spend at Tom Tom?
Yeah, but they've consistently done this from the beginning, which is making me question just everything about the whole setup. They weren't there for the opening of it. They weren't there for, I mean, it's just like constant surprises where I'm like, what are you thinking?
Well, like, I mean, she's talking, is there anything we can do for you? It's like, oh, could you go sort out the uniforms? So clearly she chose and ordered the uniforms. So that's one job they didn't do. Could you sort them out? I mean, like they're doing volunteer work and they're sorting out, like, I mean, I've done that. Like, hey, let's sort out the clothes. So basically, could you sort out the sizes for the staff? And then we're going to have, interviews, which by the way, they've already put out an ad, received resumes, scheduled interviews, none of which Tom and Tom did, which is actually shit they could have done and actually should have done, because if Tom wants to vet these people by their resume and their experience, like, she already had that shit scheduled. She just wants them in for, like, filming, basically.
Totally.
I want to say input, but that's giving too much credit.
So I have to tell you something that I did that was, I was going to text you, but I thought I would shock you on the podcast just for fun. So I have kept my eye on Ariana's ex.
Mm-hmm.
And by kept my eyes on it, I mean by like following from my personal account, not the Vanderpump Rules. And the other day I accidentally watched, you know, like when you accidentally click on like a live and then you're like one of two people and it's so awkward.
Yeah, you quickly go off.
Yes. Yeah. So that happened to me and he was driving to like, I don't know, but it was like so awkward that I didn't know what to do, if I should like get off or stay on. I didn't like, it was awkward, but he obviously saw me, like he saw my name or something. I don't know. And he must have looked at my Instagram, because if you look on my, my handle is, H to the wood, H number two, the wood. And, on my picture with Ariana that when we were, for our viewing party, he comments on it and says, oh, that's my ex.
Oh.
And so I'm like, oh my God, like, and Ariana's tagged in it. It's, you know what I mean? Like,
I'm like,
shit. Like, he didn't message that to me. He put it on blast, like, in the comments. So I message him, and I'm like, hey, are you, like, the ex? You know, even though I know that he is, I just thought I'd be nice. And he's like, that would be me. So he responded back, and I was like, well, you know, I have a podcast, you know, where we talk about Vanderpump Rules stuff. If you ever want to come on and, you know,
oh my
talk
God.
About whatever, you know, we'd love that. And he's like, here, I'll read you exactly what he wrote. Because it's pretty cool. I was sweating bullets. Okay, let's see. But I had to take the opportunity for the podcast.
I mean, look what you did with Rob, and Rob turned out fantastic.
Exactly.
He's a very cool guy. Love him to death. Really changed the opinion of so many viewers. Same with Jeremy. So it's a good thing, but, you know, I don't know if she wants our opinion changed, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah, so
she's
anyways,
not coming on her podcast, so.
Yeah, so basically, yeah, so he said, yes, that would be me, yeah, that would be me, yes. And I said, I have a podcast called Vanderpump Rules Party. We'd love to chat with you if you ever want to tell your side of the story. And he replied, and he said, that's old news. I'm glad she's happy. No use bringing up the past. I'm sorry, but that's not really my style. Thank you, though. And
that's
so,
cool.
Yeah, so I just responded back and I said, that's very cool of you. And he just gave me a thumbs up. So I like that. I mean, I think that she would be happy to hear that. And I'm, you know, I took a chance and threw the line out to him. So it's interesting. And I feel like that, you know,
I think it's a good look. It's a good look.
Totally. And I think it's really cool too. And so I was like kind of happy with that outcome because, you know.
Yeah.
Cool.
Like, I like that. It's very mature and responsible. And like, I'm not into the limelight. I like the Rob thing. Like, he was about his word. He wasn't about the limelight. He was just about his word. And he's not trying to cash in on anything.
Well, and you know what?
I like it.
I also feel like we have been respectful with the Rob thing. Like, we didn't really blast out and tag, like, it's not like we tagged the cast to say, look who came to our viewing party. We just tagged him, you know, like we really could have exploited that and we didn't. So I feel like that was like respectful of us because, I mean, it really would help us if we blasted that out probably. But, you know,
integrity.
Yes. Yes.
And, you know what? Like when he was tagged, actually we posted about something and we didn't tag him, but someone else did in the comments. They tagged him and then he came back and liked our post, our comment, blah, blah, blah. They're like, why is he there? And like, and then I responded explaining why and he liked it. And I didn't tag him, but they tagged him and why they would take them and troll them at the same time, you know.
Social I hate media, that. Yeah,
best.
I hate.
Yeah.
That.
But
yeah. So and
he
then,
kept it high. He kept
yeah,
it high.
Totally.
You know, and sounds like this guy did too. And I respect him for like just, yeah. It's not my deal. So cool for him.
You know, I was thinking about this whole ordeal with her ex boyfriend and everything. I mean, we don't know the story at all, but I was thinking how he must be like really questioning that he was so hard on Ariana for being on the show, because now that it's been around for 7 seasons and it's so successful, you can't really argue with the success of the show. Like, it's great when a project that you're working on that everyone questions blows up. It's kind of like this podcast. Like, my mom's like, what's Vanderpump Rules? And it's like, well, do you know now? You know what I mean? Like, it's a huge show.
No, I think the best thing was when her mom came over and there was a giant room and wall stacked with gifts from your baby shower.
online baby shower, which
you didn't want.
I know.
But everyone was begging for.
I should have just like never opened everything and just kept it up as like a monument because it was like the best thing that's ever happened.
It was like a sandcastle out of Amazon boxes.
And did you hear that I saw Max today?
Well, yeah, I was about to ask you about that next. So tell the story.
Okay, so I had to go to the Grove today, you guys, and I'll give you.
And I called her crazy and certifiable, but I didn't know the sitch. So now I know the sitch. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So Ronnie, my 4-year-old, was invited to a birthday party at the American Girl Doll Cafe. So the American Girl Doll store, they sell dolls. Ridiculous expensive dolls, and you can have lunch with your doll, and it's like it's really cool. But anyways, this one of her
it's
best
just not
friends,
cool on December 3rd.
No,
December 23rd,
yeah,
on a Sunday.
Yes. The Grove is always packed. For you guys that don't live here, like, it's insane. Like, it's like the Disneyland of shopping areas. And this it, like, you could not pick a worse day to go. Like, it's crazy. So but I do, like, something good did happen. I valet parked, and I'd never done that before there. It was amazing. I will never, ever do anything but valet park. It was only $18, which I don't know. I feel like it's like at least like $12 to regular park.
Isn't the spectrum free though to valet? You just have to tip.
I don't know. I don't
But
know,
that's
but
also Irvine. Anyways, go ahead.
you know how high the Grove goes, though. It's like you're going
Yeah.
around and around. It's narrow. I have that van. It was just like a no-go for me.
Super expensive park. You're right. Yep.
So I pull into valet and they're like, "Do you want us to wash your car while you wait?" And I was like, "Yes, I would like you to wash my car." So they washed my car while I was there. I get my car washed like at least every week, and I take it to a place where I thought they were doing a good job. I got my car back tonight. It looks like better than when I first got it. They did such a good job.
Oh my
It
God.
was amazing.
See, I wash my car like every 6 months.
Oh my gosh.
You've seen it.
But
Anyways, go ahead.
so the first store that I drag Ronnie into, because we got there early because I was planning, for horrible traffic. So we had like a bunch of time to kill. So I drag her into Nordstrom. It's packed. Like I'm talking, you can't, like it's crazy outside. So we finally get into Nordstrom. It's packed in there too. I just needed to get a gift card. So I like look for the, an open counter and someone that will look up. It's like, "Sir," in there. And I see Max. He's walking towards me in the shoe department with his sunglasses on and his hood up, totally trying to like go like incognito. And I'm like, "Hi, Max."
And you wait, you still recognize him with sunglasses and a hood?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. It
Impressed.
was just classic Max, He has that look. So I was like, "Hey, Max." And he like was just stunned that someone said his name, and he like did the classic, "Oh, hi, how are you?" kind of like his dad,
But do
and
you think he recognized you?
no, he was being polite. He was like, taken aback
Okay.
that someone, that a fan recognized him.
But I mean, he just saw you 2 weeks ago. We've had conversations. So I'm asking because my sister asked. And I said, he doesn't know us to the podcast, like face to the name, but we did just see him. So I thought, well, he would probably be like, I know her somehow. Like, James would be like,
Yeah, I didn't even see that in his face. Unfortunately, I wish I could claim that I did, but he was just like just thrown off, and Ronnie was like scared. She's like, "Mom, how do you know him?" Like right away. She's like, "Who is that?" And she was like so embarrassed that I said something. And I was like, "Are you finishing up some Christmas shopping?" And he's like, "Yeah." And he just kept walking.
Oh no, I told that story. I'm like, oh my God, Holly's so funny. I'm like, it's just like, you know me. I had the hard hitting question, professional podcaster here. Are you finished yet? But that was perfect.
I
I
had
love
to say something like more than just hi. So yeah, that's all I could think of. And then that like it abruptly ended the conversation. So because he just said yes and kept going,
But that made it casual. Instead of you going, can I get a picture? He probably left going, wait, how do I know her? Do I think I know her? Because you were just so casual about it.
Yeah, and then as he's walking away, I'm like, "Shoot, everyone, like I need to get a picture." So all I could get was him walking away. And then Ronnie was like, "Mom, stop." And so I was just like, "Oh my God, okay, I'm sorry." And she's like, "How do you know him? How do you know him?" I'm like, I'm like, "It's Lisa's son, Ronnie. Be quiet." Oh my gosh. But yeah, so it was just a scene. And then Sheena was there later too. I didn't see her, but I saw on Instagram that she was at the Grove. So like she must have been there right when I was, but I didn't get to see her. So that was it. But so glad I made it home.
Oh my God, I just my mind and my friendship would never go that far that I would go to the Grove in Los Angeles. Like I would go to the Spectrum because there's ample parking. But the middle of inland Los Angeles, Hollywood, Sunday, right before Christmas, like I can't even handle it on a Tuesday at 2 p.m. So I was stressing out for you, and I was like,
Yeah.
My God, what are you doing? What are you doing? And then you explain the situation. I was like, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Got it. I
I
just felt
love
bad
it
for you.
though. I love it. I love it. I just it what it's a seriously inconvenient time though, 'cause now my house is a mess and then I came home and Chad is like sick. He has a horrible migraine. He can't even move. So like I was like trying to feed Daisy, get her to sleep. I'm like, "Ronnie, watch your iPad. I have to podcast." Like it's just, I'm just like, "Oh my God." And then I'm
So,
hosting tomorrow again. It's just
is
like
it tomorrow? I can't remember if it's tomorrow or Christmas.
yes.
And the Christmas day you go to your mom's.
Yes, yeah. So we have to go to tomorrow. We go see Chad's dad at 5 o'clock, and then we see them for like,
Wait, what the fuck?
yeah, for like at 5 o'clock until 5:30. I shit you not, that's the time. And then at 7 o'clock, everyone's coming here, and that will probably go until midnight, and then we'll be at my mom's house at like 9 in the morning.
How do you prepare for a meal with people coming over when you have to be somewhere else before? Like my head is blown, and I really want to take this opportunity to thank my parents for staying together because fuck,
I know.
how do you
I don't.
cook and prepare? Because everything is about timing. Like you can prep all day, but it's all about timing. It all has to go in the oven at a certain time, but you're like 5 to 5:30 and then people are
I'm
coming
just
over
gonna,
seven.
yeah, I'm just gonna rush home and just get it all going.
God, well, I wish I was there to help you, but I'm not, so
Yeah,
sorry.
it's okay. Okay, so this episode, let's jump into it.
Yeah, I don't have a lot, so we're good.
Okay. Well, let's start from the beginning and then we'll go through. I don't have a lot either because halfway through I couldn't take notes. So it starts out with like super tense music and we're at Sir and it's Katie and Lisa finishing their conversation. So what was your whole take on this scene?
Well, I mean, she talked to Natalie, and I don't understand why they like were talking, and then all of a sudden, like every other line was in French. Because I'm like, do you just really want us to know that we know you speak French? I don't know. I didn't get that because, like, or if they were trying to say something without people understanding, they did subtitles. So what's the point? You know, the French, the English, the French, the jumping back and
It was
forth.
actually very confusing to me, like to where like I wrote in my notes, like, what the heck was that? Like it didn't make any sense.
'Cause they did every other line, and I could see of like, you know, that happened in New York when they were in St. Bart's, and Luann was speaking French to the, but unfortunately she was mic'd up, but she was trying to like cover her ass, and she was like rrr, speaking French to say, "Don't say you're here," blah 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 blah. Well, you know, she was mic'd up and she forgot 'cause she was so drunk. And they translated it, so we all knew she fucking cheated on Jacques, whatever. But this didn't make any sense. They were just talking about Katie and James, so why do you have to speak in French about it? It made no sense.
Yeah, I mean it. I kind of liked it. It was like fresh. They're all "Je t'aime." What about Tuesday?
And
You know, they're all
then
"Croissant Tuesday."
aggressivivo.
Yeah.
No, I mean, okay, so Natalie, you guys, if you guys are new or haven't watched the full thing, Natalie is Guillermo's wife. They have children together, but they have an open marriage. And, you know, he hooks up if you're a tourist at
Wait,
Serve.
where did we learn that again? The open marriage thing.
We've just learned it.
Oh, okay. From a source.
So,
Sorry, I thought it was like
deep throat.
I didn't know if it was like a
Deep.
podcast or something else.
Holly, I have learned it from Deep Throat.
Oh, okay.
Do you understand that reference, or are you too young?
No, I don't.
You know, Nixon, Deep Throat. Okay, anyways, moving on. Yeah, so no, it always questioned me because he is very flirty, but yeah, we've heard stories and whatnot,
Okay.
but. It also is, he's from what I think Argentina or Peru or Brazil. It's very like things are open there. And then French, I'm trying really hard not to generalize, but you know, sometimes there's openness on that situation regarding sex, but not commitment and raising children. So I think they have their own situation is all I'm going to say. So anyways, I like that Natalie said, well, he's making us a lot of money on Tuesdays.
Me too.
We never saw that before. And Lisa even went up to question Lala, how many, and you know, Peter comes in, how many reservations? Oh, 347. So just because you brought up that number last week, kind of interesting. We know from personal experience, if we have walked through, there is dead on every like random night, but James does really bring it in. Are they making, I was surprised it was just 20%, but at the same time, as we just talked about, I'm not surprised it's 20% because they don't service their bar properly. So
Tell me what this 20% is that you're talking about. I must have missed that part. They said they make 20% more when he's working?
Yes. Okay. Natalie said they make 20% more on a See You Next Tuesday night than they ever had before.
Okay.
But I think that number could significantly jump. Like, if they had more staff or if they actually serviced clientele the way they should. And you know what? Or have a satellite bar with beer, wine, champagne, an easy pour. And they would jack up their sales. And then you could have, or maybe just have a craft bar, a little satellite craft bar, whatnot. Oh, if you want a craft drink, go here. If you want a beer, wine, or champagne, come here. Oh, if you want a shot, come here. Like, it doesn't have to be that complicated.
Mm-mm.
But they could easily make that 20%, 80%, 100%. We know, like, we've been through there as a ghost town, but we know he does pack it in. You know, I kind of agree with Natalie. And then she talks to Guillermo later, and he's like, oh, well, he's just living off it because, you know, he's just getting all the hot chicks. He's like, oh, it's great. Tuesdays are the best. All these chicks come in. All these women come in. They come to see James. And, you know, he's not wrong.
No.
So.
Yeah, so that was, I felt like that was a super, like, authentic scene. It's true. I liked seeing, like, the people who are actually in the restaurant every night comment on, you know, give their feedback to Lisa. And I appreciated that they stood up for James. I liked that part.
Do you want to hear an interesting comment my sister made? Because we were watching it together.
Yes.
And she said, well, you know, she's like, she's not a fan of James. But she also feels bad for him and understands the way he grew up. And then she really, like, teared up when he was like, I support my parents. And I had already told her that. But we were talking about, okay, the ultimatum, James versus Katie. Okay, James is bringing in crowds of people. Do you think your average tourist and the swarms of people Sir gets, I'm coming here to see Katie. No. They are coming here to see, well, in the olden days, Stassi, Kristen, Sheena, Katie. In the new days, they're coming to hopefully see Brittany, Sheena, maybe Katie. Maybe Stassi will be around. Maybe Kristen will be around. Who on earth, and this is coming from my sister, she's like, if you brought me to Sir and you told me who was working and you just said, just Katie, she would be like, eh, we don't need to go.
Yeah. Oh, and I felt like that was why there was like tension and like eye looks when Katie told the table later in the episode that what she did. I felt like that was like the underlying, like everyone was acting like she was a badass, but each of them were also thinking, Lisa really might pick James over you, Katie. Like, you're not that likable. Like, that's what they were doing, right? Like, it's true. It is just the truth.
I feel like, yeah, she has a couple fans that are going to be like, I really wanted to meet Katie. But for the most part, that's a side dish that we're like, oh, well, we saw one of the cast members.
Well,
it's like seeing Peter.
She's also not very good with the fans.
Well, she's not approachable. She's not likable with the fans. Like, I mean, I think if she does get someone to stop her, she is friendly and takes a pic. But she gives off the Jax vibe where it's like, ooh, unapproachable. Whereas it just seems easier to approach.
I actually think she gives off like the Billie Lee vibe.
Yeah.
They're like all in the same like arena. So speaking of Billie Lee, we see her come. She's in the next scene, and she says this is the last part of her like full transitional surgery piece, and she's getting some fat sucked out and like put into her hips and butt.
Yep.
So I thought it was nice that Ariana and Sheena went to support her. That's cool.
And Sheena's like, oh, I'm 5 minutes away. If you need help, if you need anything, whatever. I mean, and I would actually trust Sheena to be like, hey, I need some chicken soup.
Yeah.
I need someone to bring me something. Like, I think she actually would.
And I also feel like Sheena would be the type that would, like, respect your wishes. Like, if you said, is there any way you could bring me soup? She would just bring you soup and, like, do what you said. Like, she wouldn't be like, I want to stay and make sure that your pillow is fluffed and that you know what I mean? Like, it seems she would just, like,
put a cold compress on your forehead. Yes. And, like, are you okay? So she'd be like, all right, you're fine. Do you want me to stay? Do you want me to go?
Yeah, it just seems like you would be like glad for a friend like that. So I thought that was cool. And so this is, you know, Sheena's like really letting us know that she's moving to the West Side, that she's going to be a Marina Del Rey girl. And so
I think it's great because it's so much fun when you're in your 20s and 30s out there. It's beach bars, day drinking. I just think it's great. And get out of her bubble. And she's experiencing a new side of Los Angeles. And I love it.
What did you think about when she mentioned that Stassi and everyone said that she's not being loyal, and Ariana kind of posed the question or comment saying, you know, Sheena doesn't always have to make these drastic things to like show Stassi that she's loyal. I thought that was a really good observation.
Super good observation and point and spot on. I mean,
I would really like to see Sheena like stay steadfast to being friends with James and being, you know what I mean? Like, I would like her to see her not try to please the witches.
Well, I wanted her to call him out on it and be like, this is not cool. I'm your friend. Stop doing this shit.
Yes.
Just say that. Instead, she was like, well,
you're not really my best friend.
Yeah. And you've been like spiraling, and you've been like even the spiraling is fine, but like just everything you're saying is offensive, and you have to take it from this perspective. Maybe give him an example, you know, like, oh, you know, if she has to get personal, like say something about someone would say something about your mother or your, you know, he doesn't have sisters, but Raquel or whatever, but like she didn't have to like distance herself. And so Ariana was like, you know, spot on in that a little bit. Like, stop trying to like people please. Like, I know you want to stand up against what he said because I know you truly find it offensive as well. But you're kind of doing this because, again, you're being bullied into this, oh, they'll accept me now if I stand up. And it's like, do it for the right reasons. Don't do it for the witches of WeHo. It for your own reasons.
So. Totally.
I did think it was sad that she had James move everything and he's sweating and she's like, click, 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 clackety, clackety, clackety. And she's at her, and he's like, really? So, I mean, I'll give her credit.
Remember how hot it was during that time? Like, that's right at the end. It was so miserable here. It was insane. Like, I felt so, like, and I know exactly when that was. It was hotter than HE double hockey stick.
I'm assuming, like, she got movers for her, like, big stuff. And he just helped her with all the little boxes and shit. But
I mean, in that heat, walking to your car is, like, too much. So the fact that he was even having to move was insane.
I kind of give her a little credit for confronting him while they're still at the old place so that he didn't have to bring all those boxes up to the new place.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Because he left. He's like, oh, fuck you. But yeah, he had a really good point. He's like, we're not good friends. We're not close. I'm helping you move. And like, no one, where was Adam? You didn't see Spots there. You didn't see Robbie there. We didn't see Josh Murray there. Where the fuck are all her newfound best friends or Eric Biggs? Like, where are all her bachelor friends with huge muscles, Chad, to help her move? No, she chooses skinny James Kennedy to help her move. They must.
It was pretty funny.
Well, but they must be close because, like, this is who she chooses to help him move, the skinniest guy of all her best friends. Like,
Yeah.
I mean, filming. Got it.
Yeah. Okay,
So,
so let's move on to beer cheese.
how do I make this beer stale? Do I just keep moving it around? I don't know. I'm going to come up with a beer cheese product and company. I've never made it before. Like, how do you? You've never made, if Mama's beer cheese is that good, you've never made it before. My mom has recipes. I've made them. I've changed them. I've adapted them. I've improvised them. But like, how do you never, like, I did it today 3 times actually. I'm like, well, where's your twice baked potato? Like, don't need a recipe. Where's your lasagna? Nope, don't need a recipe. Ice cream cake, just figured it out. But like, because I've made it so much, how. She's like, I've never done this before.
Well,
What?
I think that's like I relate to that because I have no
I know,
idea.
but you're also not starting a company based on one dish your mom makes or your grandma makes. You're not starting a company and telling in the previous episode, we've copyrighted, trademarked, permitted, blah blah blah, all the shit. When she's never even fucking made a batch, she's like, I'm just cheese tasting. What is it called? Gouda? Gouda cheese? Let's try that. Like, how do you say you're having a company in a, I don't know. Just, you know what? Just take Mama's thing and just productize that.
Yeah, Ronnie was watching that scene with me, and she's like, "I like string cheese." When she was li like listing all of the cheese that she's like, "I like shredded cheese. I like string cheese. I like cheese whiz."
Well, that was a very Bubba Gump. A la fried shrimp,
Yeah.
boiled shrimp, sauteed shrimp, baked shrimp.
Yeah.
Anyways. Oh, I like cheese in a can, as you noted, as you photographed in their shelf or documented.
I mean, it's like, so she's like going off about how she, isn't sure about how to make this beer cheese and like saying all these ridiculous things about cheese. And then Jax goes off about how dumb Raquel is, how she's
Oh.
dumber than a box of rocks and she's got just a couple of marbles up there.
Oh, that she's the perfect girlfriend for James because she's so stupid and the only one dumb enough to stay.
Yeah.
Coming from Jax, and okay, I was watching this with my sister, and she's like, well, she is believing it. I'm like, yes, I'm not condoning the situation of Hope and all the other people that have come out of the woodwork. My problem is, it's coming from Jax. If Sandoval said that statement, it would be a different story. But coming from Jax, she's the only one dumb enough to believe his lies or to stay with him after he cheated. And I'm like, why is this coming from Jax? And it's like, she's dumb as rocks. She's dumb. She stayed. I'm like, so did your fucking fiance. I'm beyond. I can't
I
deal.
can't wait for next week when Lala brings up the fact that Ariana and T Sandy are maybe not feeling the whole engagement. I love it, finally.
Oh, I didn't see that part of the preview. Really?
Oh yeah. When they are like they're at the salon or something doing something and she brings that up. It was in the preview for next week.
Well, I was disappointed about Lala Raquel scene. Everything we saw was in the preview, so.
Yeah, this was a disappointing episode, and Sarah texted me and she was like, ugh. And I was like, oh man. So I kind of knew it was coming, but I would have been really upset if
Filler.
Yeah, it's, I mean, they're really cutting into like our holiday weekend. I mean, at least they didn't take the episode away from us. That would have been really annoying.
Yeah, I agree with that. Thank you. Thank you, Bravo. But it was filler, like filler in like Lala's face and filler in Jax. I'm the business guy. I really came out of that. She's like, just Google it. He's like, what do I Google? How to sell at a farmer's market? So is that their goal? They're going to sell at a farmer's market? Because how many people at a farmer's market actually watch Vanderpump Rules? Because guess what? I used to go to the Santa Monica Farmer's Market, the Venice Farmer's Market. I guarantee you those people are not watching Vanderpump Rules. That's not your clientele. That's not your clientele at all.
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't know. And remember how last week he was like, well, oh, yeah, we got the trademark, copyright, everything. And then, like, it came out on the internet, like, there's nothing registered whatsoever under Mama's Beer Cheese.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
So they basically printed out a sticker on their printer that Jax doesn't have. Because remember, Jax is like, who has a printer? Who has a printer? It's like, so they went to Kinko's and they got some round stickers.
I kind of liked the who has a printer thing because I don't.
I mean, you can relate.
I have one in the garage. I just haven't like. Set like it's like same thing like ugh, I haven't set it up. I it's just easier for like if I need something I just like send it somewhere to print or something.
You
I don't
send
know.
It to my house.
Yeah. I send it to Chad at work or I send it to you or something.
I have two. It's just like one has like better photo printing and one like takes less ink and they're both like I don't know. One's a dinosaur and it works better, but the other one like I don't know. All this fucking ink shit, I will print three photos and it's like, out of ink.
I hate that.
I'm really over that shit too. So I'm with you, Jack, kind of on that. But, and then he's like, Google it. She's like, just Google it. And he's like, how to sell food.
He's like, what's my password? Oh, and God. she's like, it's your birthday.
He's like, this is super hard work. He's like, well, I think I got it figured out. We need a permit and a kitchen. Well, we all know this shit. Well, for those of you that watch Jersey, like Kathy Wakili went through this. Like, yeah, you need a professional kitchen. He's like, this is really hard. This is making it really hard. But then he's like, I know how to run a business. God, he's so stupid.
And when she said, do we need a permit? And he's like, a permit? I was like, yeah, maybe you need a health permit to be, like, making your cheese in that, like, plastic dish that you're working with. Like, what are you doing? It was, yeah, I don't know.
And that's just at best at a farmer's market. When, you know, shit, like, you don't have all the quality control that you need. Well, like, they don't have to put the labels of all the, you know, ingredients and calorie content and carbs and blah, blah, blah. Like, farmer's market shit gets away with a lot of stuff. I mean, it's really good.
Yeah.
But product on shelf, like, I really get that they're really trying, like, oh, shit, this is our last shot. We might not actually get a season, you know, another season. So it's kind of like what JWoww and Snooki did with their tanning, but they kind of got that going like towards the end.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you know, and now I see it's like it's all on sale and clearance and whatnot, but like I think all of these people took a little bit too long. Kristen, everybody, they just waited too long.
Yeah, I agree.
They should have done it two seasons ago, but all right. So we go into Tom Tom construction scene.
Okay, this looked exactly like when we peeked in the door, didn't it?
Yeah, I was going to say, which we know very well.
Yeah. Nothing.
Holly has photos.
Yeah, nothing that exciting in this whole, like, I'm just like, ugh.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. They aren't done. Like, there's nothing else. Like, and they're like, they owe $165,000 to the water company to get everything going. So, dang, that's a lot of money.
That seems crazy just to, like, get your water going when it's connected to so many businesses in the same actual physical structure.
Yeah, that is crazy.
But, you know, whatever. And yeah, we already talked about, oh, what can the Toms do for you? You can sort out the clothes by sizes, and yeah.
What do you think it is? Like, I feel like Lisa should write a book that's called, like, Bring Me a Cup of Tea. Like, is she, like, asserting control over everyone that she asked to bring a cup of tea for her? Because, like, does she really need a cup of tea? Like, why do they have to stop what they're doing to get her a cup of tea?
Right.
Like, I don't know. Like, it's just such a control and, like, bossy way of doing things. I don't know.
And it's so odd. It's not like, oh, are you going to Starbucks? Could you get me this?
Yeah. And so basically they had to go walk to pump, get her tea, and then, like walk back, right?
Yeah. I mean, and quickly. I mean,
just yeah, strange.
I mean, she's English, so, like, a tea is, but, like, could you go to Starbucks? Would seem more like normal.
Yeah.
I was drinking tea last night, and my sister's like, she's like, what are you making? I'm like, I'm not making anything. She's like, why is there water boiling? Well, wool? Like, Katie?
Yeah.
I'm like,
no,
well,
I love drinking tea all day long, but I just find it strange. Like, I just don't know, like, if I would command people to bring it to me the way she does.
Oh, no, I was doing it to do my nighttime flat tummy tea because I have a goal in a couple days.
Yeah.
So I was making it, and she's like, why, you're drinking tea? I'm like, you order me iced tea everywhere we go. Well, I didn't know you drink hot tea. I'm like, I didn't even get into it with her.
Yeah.
I'm like, I just want the flat tummy tea because I just need a little boost. That's all I'm saying. Anyways.
Okay, so where do we go now? Let's see.
Sheena and Shay, and she's moving, and, you know, I don't know, a little sad, but it's fine. We kind of already talked about their move. But I loved James.
Sorry, guys, if you hear me whispering, I have Ronnie right here, so I'm trying to multitask. I'm sorry.
Say hi, Ronnie. Hi, Ronnie.
Say hi, Ronnie. Can you say hi?
Hi.
Say it right here.
Hi.
Okay.
So I love James's impression of the Witches of WeHo bullying Sheena. Like, Sheena, like, James is not cool, and you need to take a stand. And in his voice, and she's like, "Okay, I will." But I loved his little confessional about that. It was kind of spot on, and it tied into with Ariana's too. But he's like, Sheena, just own yourself. That's all I have to say.
Yes, I agree.
So, back to the beer cheese party. Okay, when they actually have people come over, did you notice Katie was wearing, like, a Lisa Vanderpump-ish bump it high pony?
Yes, I did notice her pony.
I think she learned, like, it gives you a little, it shaves a couple years off. But it looks really dated, but I think Kitty's young enough to, like, oh, I might look a little younger. Lisa still looks stupid with it, but I'm just saying.
Yeah. I noticed, like, right away, like, when they walked into the apartment, like, they had, like, a stack of, like, 12 Amazon boxes sitting at their entryway. I just wonder, like, do people send them stuff? Like fans, do you think?
Yes, 100%. And products. Did you not see Lala's story today? Fucking Vaseline sent her a fucking promo box.
Ugh.
So annoyed.
That is annoying.
But I did notice in the beer cheese party again, Bo, still love Bo. But again, he has that, like, bedhead. So is he trying to have bedhead? Like, Schwartz, keeps trying to have that bedhead look, but it never works.
I think his is natural.
Yeah.
Did you notice on the tray of like the beer cheese samplings that there was like some pretzel sticks, some carrots, celery, and then like some handy snack crackers?
Yes.
Like they weren't like what were those, club crackers?
Yeah.
But weren't they a weird size?
Yeah. Like let's just pull this out to make it look good.
Like
this
it looks like you like pulled out like two handy snacks, like the one with the little red stick, and she put those crackers on there, like out of two containers.
Yeah, because they're not that size.
Right. Yeah. And then did you notice that they were drinking their beer out of mason jars?
I didn't catch that, actually. I only watched it once, so no, didn't catch that. But of course, because the beer just tastes better that way, and the cheese will taste better because it's beer and cheese. Get it?
Yes. Ranch, yeah. Remember I told you last week when I was watching the Bravo Now app or whatever, how Ranch was doing commercials every other time they could. There was they're moving in on Jack's and Brittany's business thing because there was a ranch beer cheese recipe on this week's episode. And it looked a lot better than Brittany's beer cheese.
Guess what I'm making tomorrow?
What?
I am making,
cheese curds?
No. Actually, I could do that too. But I'm making a beer and cheese fondue. Not beer cheese. I'm making beer and cheese fondue. I just can't do beer cheese.
Yeah.
I didn't like it. I made two different versions of it, including a Kentucky version. I couldn't get my head around. It was just a cheese spread. It was just a cheese spread.
I don't like beer, and I loved it.
Okay. Well, my sister, she fucking loves Swiss Colony. She's not here right now. She sent us all these fucking cheese spreads. One's a beer cheese.
What is Swiss Colony?
Oh, my God. If you ever went to a mall, like Westminster Mall would have had it, but they're probably out of business at that mall.
Is it like Hickory Farms?
Yes. Yes. So back in the day, it was Swiss Colony. And she's like, so she sent us like the sampler platter of cheeses. And it's a individual packet. You know, like you get like at Arby's or probably Chick-fil-A. I don't know. I've only been there that one time. You know, when you get the little whatever fucking marinara sauce, she sent us like a medley. One's garden vegetable. One's garlic. One's beer cheese. One's smoky bacon. One's mild apple. Whatever. It's like, really? It's a lot of fucking work to open up all these containers. I'm like, Mom, what are you going to do with this? Because if you serve a party, it's really tacky. Unless you go around to all your friends and give each one of them a choice. I'm like, which one would you like?
It is really hard to open all of them.
Yeah, it's really fucking tacky. And I'm like, I don't know. So, of course, leave it up to Kaya. So I see like 19 of them out on the countertop, like half open with like one scoop out. Because Kaya, like drinking the other night, was like, I want to try all of them. I'm like, well, you just fucking ruined the whole platter for like, my mom does want to be like trashy and be like, okay, my friends, here's one for each of you. Like, and she just ruined it. But then she also sent her a sampler, and I know she doesn't listen, so I'm okay saying this, but Michaela listens, and sorry Michaela, but you know you're laughing with me. She also sent my mom a coffee sampler.
Okay.
My mom doesn't drink coffee. my dad never drank coffee. No one in my family drinks coffee except for me and her that sent it. And I'm like, why did you send this to my mom? And I'm thinking maybe she sent it because I'm here. But like maybe say like, oh, the coffee is Sarah's present. Okay. And then like, I don't know, it was just It was really funny because she fucking loves Swiss Colony. You know what I'm gonna say? Okay, like you said, Hickory Farms or like Omaha Steaks or Honey Baked Ham when they have all those gift baskets and shit like that. It's like, okay, because hey, I'm guilty of it. I just gave my brother-in-law Omaha Steaks because he doesn't like presents. So I'm like, well, you know what? He likes fucking meat. So here you go. Here's a fucking meat platter. But that's what I'm saying. I was like, why would you send my mom coffee? She just drink coffee or tea.
Oh my gosh.
And a little like individual, like, yeah, I don't know. I'm gonna send you a picture.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Anyways, let's get back to the episode.
Okay, sorry.
Sassy virtual reality, Ariana comes over. I mean, this was just like a nothing throwaway scene. They're like, we're going to throw it together. And then she's like, basically, like, why didn't you like me? She's like, well, I thought you were the boss of everyone. And I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah, whatever. You were entitled brat, and I still think you're bratty. But, what, you know, I enjoyed it, but it was like 15 seconds. So
yeah, yeah. So I don't know. Yeah, that scene, it was cute. I'm not cheering for their like collab as much as everyone else is because I'm just not buying it yet. I need more.
Yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
Raquel. Like, I need more proof.
I mean, I didn't like that scene with Lala and Raquel, but I. And I hated her mocking her, but in a way, I kind of like that. I need more evidence.
Yeah.
Like, well, it was kind of funny. Okay, Fig and Olive, which I told you was the best tasting place at my Newport Beach Wine and Food Festival. And they film a lot of Housewives at Fig and Olive. This one is in L.A., and James and his family.
I mean, holy heck, like, if this would have taken my entire check to pay for that family to eat what they were ordering. Salmon, filet. Ugh. I was just sitting there going, poor James is going to have to ask for water.
I literally wrote that down. I was stressing out because I already knew beforehand that he's been supporting his family, not just his parents, but their kids, his, you know, siblings. And I'm stressing out for him. And I know he's supporting Raquel in the new apartment. And I was stressing out. And everyone's like, I love the filet. I love the filet. I love this. You know, like, actually, I think, you know, Raquel's smoked salmon was probably the cheapest. It was probably $22. But the filet is probably like, I know a Fig and Olive. It's like $48. It's just, you know, if you aren't paying and you can't pay yourself, I am going to get a appetizer or a salad as an entree. I'm not going to get a filet when it's $48.
Yeah.
If we're at Outback, okay, maybe, you know, or I got the chicken on the Barbie. It's like $16 to $18 and you get this. But like, if your kid is paying for this and you kind of know that, like, well, I think maybe in their mind they thought production filming was paying. So
yeah,
maybe there's that in the background. But like, honestly, like even as a kid, if I thought my parents were struggling, I would not be ordering the filet. But as a parent, when you think your kid is paying, no, dude, get the fucking salad.
Yeah, I mean, even now, like, if I go out to dinner with my parents, like, I don't order that. Like, if I'm paying for a meal myself or something, like, then, like, I might treat myself. But I never, like, go for, like, the high-priced items, you know? I don't know.
No, when I'm in situations like that, I go lowbrow or medium and we all split it. Or if I'm in a situation where it's, like, you know, a small, like, one or two. And I'm like, I just want to order what I want to fucking order. And I don't want a split situation. Then I'll, you know, I'll just take the bill before anyone knows it. But then I'm in other situations where, you know, it's like, oh, we're all going to order shit. So I know they're going to order more than me.
Right.
You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, fuck it. I'm going to order more too. And then they take the bill or whatever.
Yes.
I mean, I'm willing to split it, but sometimes they take the bill. But, you know, yeah, it's just a situational thing. But if I ever, if someone's paying for me, like supporting me in any way, I am not going to go fucking order the filet.
Yeah.
I'm going to get something. I'm going to get an appetizer and a side salad.
So,
but I think they probably thought production was paying, so whatever.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. But I did find it interesting that they kind of, like, I feel like production set us up for that to think, like, wow, like, James's family's really taking advantage. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Because he did pay for it at the end.
Yeah.
We knew he was going to, but he did, and they showed that. I don't know, though. You know how they say they never pay for the wedding, so maybe he did pay for it, you know? Yeah. It was a celebration dinner, and he gave his, you know, brother, and I think he, you know, he is a sweetheart, and, you know, he said that later, that it was $5,000 for college. You know, the dad was like, oh, let's go party, let's go on vacation, or, you know, but he meant it for college. And I think that was, you know, awesome.
Yeah.
Very sweet.
What did you think about back at James and Raquel's apartment when she's kind of talking? She's like, do you think I'm stupid?
Yeah.
Did you, like, are both of their faces bruised or are both of them wearing makeup and it's patchy? Did you notice that?
Oh, I didn't, but maybe they didn't take their makeup off fully or...
It was either, like, really weird, like, shadow lighting, because I do feel like their apartment's very bright, so maybe there was something going on there. But, yeah, I would just, like, wrote in my notes, like, do both of them have bruising or is splotchy makeup?
Well, I did notice when Lala was talking to Raquel, she looked nothing like herself. Like, her nose was completely different, and I think it was a really bad angle and bad shadow, because Raquel does not look like that in person. And first of all, she looks great both ways. But did you notice it was really, because my sister noticed, and she doesn't know Raquel the way we know her, or we've seen her in person. She's very stunning and striking, and she is on the show too, but they made her nose look really big, and it's not, and it doesn't matter, but it's just, I don't know.
Yeah. I think that's why the girls' contours, Ronnie, no. I think that, the girls, contour so much and everything, because probably the camera just does weird things to your features. I don't know.
That must be why.
I don't know. I could never. Okay, so it was painful, dude, watching Tom and Tom interview. Like, I was just... I could not. Like, Tom and his... Schwartz and his ridiculous lines and, like, trying to be funny. It was just insane.
And like Lisa said, like Sandoval's like, oh, it's like he's interviewing a Supreme Court justice. Well, it was really funny because I was watching it with Kaya, who is a bartender, active bartender, but also did go to bartending school. And she's like, that doesn't seem right. That's not right. That's not right. That's not a dry martini. When Sandoval called the dude out, and I was like, well, she's like, I'm like, well, you're the bartender, not me. I'm like, she's like, no, there is a little, she's like, a dry, she's like, it's a drop. And I'm like, she's like, but don't podcast about this until I look it up. And she looked it up. And it was, because we just watched The Simple Favor last night with Anna Kendrick and Blake Lively.
I want to see it.
Yeah, it's weird. It's good. It's kind of like weird, like Gone Girl weird.
Yeah, I want to see it.
I was actually really disappointed in Gone Girl, but, like, no, it's cool. Anna Kendrick is an amazing actress. But anyway, so Blake Lively makes this drink. She's like, no, this is the real way to make a dry martini in London. And she swirled the glass with the vermouth and then dumped it out. So it's just like a seasoned glass or taste. Mm. And so what I was thinking, it was like, oh, maybe it's like a London Dry. And so we looked it up, and because Kaya does know, she's like, no, a dry one means just like a drop. But Sandoval was like, no vermouth. But Kaya was like, well, if there's no vermouth, then it's just fucking gin. Then you just say gin straight up or gin on the rocks.
Yeah.
Right? It doesn't make a martini, so it doesn't make any sense. So there's extra dry, and then just dry. So what a dry martini is you put vermouth in a shaker glass with ice, and you shake it up. And then you pour the vermouth juice out, but you keep the ice and you pour gin into the shaker. So it's called seasoned ice. And then you pour that out into a martini. And that's a dry martini. But there is vermouth involved. So Sandoval's wrong. It's not in the drink, but it has already seasoned the ice.
Yeah.
So he's kind of wrong.
He was ridiculous.
Yeah. She felt very, upset about it. So she knew it, but she had to look it up. And so I just thought to share it for you because she printed it out. Because we have like 3 printers in this house. So we printed it out. Anyways, go on.
That's funny.
So that was dumb. But wait, the blonde guy. Who is the fucking blonde guy with the shaggy hair? I said, I know him.
It's and Leo.
From our bar? Or from the bar?
Yes.
Okay. Because I said, she's like, how do you know him? I'm like, I don't know. Probably from Sir or Pump or Tom Tom.
No, Tom Tom. He was like we met him at Tom Tom.
Okay. I knew I knew him, but I was like, okay, good. Thank you.
Yeah. He was at Pump. I think the first time we met him was at Pump, but then he moved over to Tom Tom to start managing. Okay. And then I believe he's not at Tom Tom anymore, but I could be wrong.
Oh. Yeah, but I just knew I knew him somehow, and I was like, oh, it's probably through Vanderpump, but...
Yeah, oh, totally. He's always around when we're there. That's why he looks familiar to you.
Okay. So, I got the impression, like, LVP is very in charge of Tom Tom, besides, uniforms, hiring, scheduling, all that shit. What'd you think of Lala coming in? Oh my God. This is where James is at his greatest. So Lala comes in and my sister's like, oh God, this is a really stupid necklace. Her words. I mean, it was. It was just, I don't know, Forever 21-ish. Whatever. But she comes in and she cannot be bothered with like, I'm at Sir... And Lisa's like, how are you doing? She's like, well, I'm here. I was just at like a world premiere tour of Gaudi, a Hollywood premiere. And, and as we know, we saw her around the world doing premieres for it. But I love that she's like, and Lisa was like, well, how's that going? She's like, well, I mean, it's a great movie. But Hollywood is just like not embracing it because like, I guess they don't like to embrace gangsters. And it's like, I loved Lisa's confessional. She's like, Hollywood doesn't embrace gangsters. What about The Godfather and Goodfellas?
It was so fun. I wonder if she knew that she walked into that. Because that was rough. That was and then James, roasted that movie too. Like, it's pretty good.
No. First of all, Lisa saying it, fucking genius. Love it. James, and actually Googling on his phone. I mean, really, quite honestly, my favorite part of the episode. him going, it got a 0% on Rotten Tomatoes. It's like easier to get 100% than 0%. He's like, look at what got 0%. And actually, the movies he's talking about, I know. I saw Cabin Fever. Dude, that movie was like in the 80s. And then my sister got confused. I said, Police Academy 4. He's like, oh. And she's like, oh, Police Academy got 4%. I said, no. Police Academy version 4 got 0%. This is on the same plane that the fourth version of Police Academy, like version 1 was already bad in her head. The fourth version, like Scream 3 or Friday the 13th part 5. And she's like, okay. They all got 0%. I'm like, yes. Yes. All of these got 0%.
That is so, that's so funny.
But I mean, that's actually sad because, I mean, I actually don't feel that way. Like, I enjoyed the movie. I thought it was cheesy and overdone. But as I said in a previous podcast, I enjoy any kind of like something that happened that was true. Like, I love crime TV. So even I know it was embellished. I enjoyed the story. Maybe not the production, the acting, whatever. I don't care. Like, I just like to hear like what happened, you know. But James was so fucking funny with that. He's like, it's, do you know how hard it is? Because 0% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yes.
He's just so fucking quick and fucking funny. It makes me laugh.
He is. It's great, man.
And then of course he goes back to, no, we can't give him a pass. If he never fat shamed Katie. Okay. Kaya also wanted me to point this out. Lala also fat shamed Katie. Lala also called Raquel a twat. She's called people, you know, sluts and whores. So it's like, why does Lala get a pass on fat shaming, slut shaming, twat calling? But James doesn't. So same with Jax. So my same argument. I just forgot I needed to point that out because as we're calling about Lala, when James is like, I you want to feel for James, and then he goes right back into it. So in his confessional, he's like, yeah, of course, the fat man. And he calls Randall the fat man again, which, James, you're problematic, but it still made me laugh.
Yeah.
I don't know. Not because he's fat, because Randall actually is not fat, and you should never call anyone fat, but he just, God, he could make it so easy on himself, and he doesn't.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, in that the fat man producer. It's like, whatever. He's not fat.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Just stop. If you stopped with the below the belts, you would have people on your side, but you can't. And it's like driving us all crazy.
Totally. Anyways. Okay, where are we now?
Lala and Raquel, and basically, I mean, we saw this in the preview, but, you know, she's just like, I had a problem with you saying, I don't support women. She's like, I don't support women when they're dumb and they don't acknowledge things. Everyone knows this common fact. Everyone knows James cheats on you, and you're stupid, you're dumb for not acknowledging it. And she's like, I'm not dumb, I just graduated college. And then Lala mocks her, and she's like, I didn't graduate college, I didn't, you know, whatever. It's like, I understand both their points there, like, just because you went to college doesn't make you smart, but at the same time, don't mock her. Like, it was gross for me.
What did you think about her ice cream cone analogy?
Yeah, I mean, I think that was, I think that was like, basically, you know, like when it just, you know what it was? It was Donna Martin. It was a Donna Martin moment for me. You know, Donna Martin couldn't see things the right way, and she had to, she needed more time to take the thing. And, you know, like, you know, I know Donna Martin Graduates isn't about her needing more time for tests, but it kind of was.
Oh my God. Can we make a shirt that says Raquel, whatever the hell her last name is, graduates.
Raquel Levis graduates.
Like, yes. That's yes. Amazing.
Yes.
But I mean, she did it. You know, she really accomplished something.
Donna was not dumb. Donna's very intuitive and very kind and a generous soul. And yeah, she had trouble in her early life with learning skills, but she is not dumb. So I'm just going on record.
Oh my God.
But then Lala mocked her. So that's really mean.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. And then she's like, honey, your man is not Johnny Depp. They don't make up shit. You know what my point is about that, Lala, honey? Is, guess what? You Google Randall Emmett, and there's all sorts of articles that come up about him flying chicks in to his set, New Orleans, or Texas, or wherever, when he's still married to Amber, and he's flying chicks in, and they're actually talking about it. So, your man also... not Johnny Depp. So are
good
they,
point.
Are they lying? Because he's not Johnny Depp. Are they lying? Or are they, you know, come on.
Yeah, that's a good point there.
Let's talk anti-lawyer. Someone posted in our group about the anti-lawyer, you know, the guy that does blind items.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a lot to say about that sitch, but, you know, that's his deal. So we'll let them first speak for themselves. And I mean, people report on that. It's like there wasn't a lot there, but I'm not going to comment on that. I'm just saying what I Googled, and it was rumored that he was flying chicks into his set on some production thing in New Orleans when he was with Amber and /Lala. And, you know, just saying.
Yeah.
Interesting. So, you know, he ain't Johnny Depp either, but, you know, rumors are rumors, so what are you going to believe?
Yeah.
Show me the receipts. Faith had receipts. Hope, show me your receipts. I still tend to believe, like, I believe Hope. I'm just saying, like, I don't know about all the timeline. Like, maybe it was when Raquel and James were just like very new and distant, and I believe they definitely hooked up.
Yeah.
But, you know.
So what did you think about when James got let go by Lisa? Wasn't that really hard to watch?
Yeah, very hard. My sister teared up. I did not, but she did. And she doesn't, I like James more than she does.
I didn't tear up, but I did definitely have, like, major feelings about it. I couldn't take my eyes off of him, and it felt so real that, I felt like her reaction to it was very real, too.
Yeah, and it shows next week she comes to his door, and because we know he is still working there, like, sporadically, or for events, but he's also like, he's booking gigs around the country, and he's doing it smart. A lot of these people are not doing it. Like, I feel like James has figured out the last couple of years where the older cast, the OG cast, all of a sudden in the last year, they're like, oh shit, we better cash in on this now. You know how like Kristen missed the boat a couple of years ago with James May?
Mm-hmm.
And all this beer cheese, and then Jax, his stupid line. They missed the boat. They should have done this 3 years ago. James, in the meantime, has been booking gigs around the country. And, you know, who knows? I don't know if he makes $500 or $5,000. But he's working it, and he's hustling, and I respect that. what really got to me, he was tearing up. And we heard, a year ago that he's supporting his parents and is, he's not supporting his siblings, but obviously we saw, I love that he gave it to him for college. And the dad was like, go on vacation. They're all like, no, it's for college, Sorry. But he later teared up and he's like, I'm supporting my family and my parents. And we heard that before from, inside sources. And so I loved hearing it on the show. It's not something he wanted to brag about. It clearly came out of an emotional moment. Like, this dude has a lot of stress on him, and I think he's carrying a lot of people.
Yeah.
And so he has stress over losing, it's not just having a see you next Tuesday. It's about being relevant on the show. So, yes, he books gigs around the country, but he's not going to book gigs around the country unless he's relevant to the TV show. So when Lisa fired him, that could potentially end all of it.
Yeah.
So I feel his stress because he's supporting his whole family. So I felt his stress on his shoulders. Everything, the weight is on him. And I think that's why he just broke down.
I think so too. And it was really, really hard to watch. And I love that Lisa's going to show up at his door. I cannot wait to see that moment. It looks really, really good.
Yeah.
Ronnie, baby, no. Okay. Next week looks really good too. So we're back on schedule for next week, right?
Yeah. Oh, you know what my sister said? And I thought this was a really good point. So given that everything Jax has said or Lala has said, Lala, called Katie fat and all that, she should, and granted, James has been down this road before more than once, but why doesn't she make him apologize, but then take not just an anger management class as a requirement for employment, but some kind of women's studies class to understand what's offensive and what's not appropriate? Because, when someone has a drinking problem, they're at a corporate job, and they can't technically fire them. They have to give them the option to go to rehab and then reclaim their job.
Mm-hmm.
So if all of his shit is due to excessive drinking, she really should set an example and say, well, I need you to go to rehab and take an anger management class and maybe a class in women's studies or, something relevant that would apply so he stops calling people fat or sluts or whores. And wouldn't that be maybe a better example or better recourse? Because the thing is Lala has called Katie fat. She just called Raquel a twat. She's called people sluts and whores.
Do you think that's why she's she's sober now to say, oh, well, I'm sober now.
I'm sure. 100%. That, and there's probably, I actually don't think it's about the show. I think it's about her tweets off to Amber and the children.
Yes.
I think that was a problem, and she admits they broke up. I think her tweeting off to Amber angry texts and Amber posting that on social media, I think that was a problem.
That could have potentially endangered him seeing his children. I would think that would be
I would not be surprised if that was a court order for a court order that Amber got to say, if she says anything, I get this, whether it be more full custody or every time, because there was, remember that one celebrity divorce, every time they said anything, it was a $500 fine.
Yes.
So I have a feeling it's more about Lala popping off to Amber on social media and that kind of shit, or text message to her or her children, than Vanderpump Rules.
Good point. I think you're right.
So, anyways. All right. Well.
Okay. Yeah. I think I've got to call it a night. I still got someone up over here. Okay, but you guys, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. We hope you guys have a great time with your families. And thanks for listening to us.
Totally. We'll be back next week. Happy Holidays. And thanks for staying up, you guys.
All yes, right. And Sarah, thank you for staying up in minutes. What time is it there?
Oh. 1:34. Also, we didn't do the giveaway.
Oh yeah, we will though.
But because it's Christmas and it's just like, and we might figure out some extra stuff because we do have extra stuff besides the gift bag. So maybe we'll add another 5 or whatever. And
totally.
We'll
I've been meaning to do that. Yes.
For a happy new year, for a happy new year podcast.
Yes.
Let's do that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Cool.
Okay. Awesome. Okay, I'll talk to you later.
Bye.